Offering to Pan by Jean-François Millet. Jean-François Millet was the eldest of eight brothers, born into a modest peasant family. His parents worked the soil, but also encouraged their son's artistic vocation and saw to it that he received instruction. In 1837, Millet entered the studio of the academic painter Paul de la Roche on a bursary from the municipality of Cherbourg. 2 years later, he was a candidate for the Prix de Rome, but did not win. The setback compromised his career as an official painter, and he subsisted for 10 years as a painter of amorous scenes, nudes, and portraits. The present painting reflects this lighter vein in the manner of the 18th century painters Boucher or Fragonard, which enjoyed a renewed vogue in the first half of the 19th century, after the austerity of the neoclassical movement. Numerous painters embraced the fashion, which ensured them a commercial income from the art lovers of the day. Pan is a colourful figure in Greek mythology, a god who haunts the forests, caves, and mountaintops, protecting the flocks of the shepherds of Arcadia. His grotesque appearance, with horns, a hooked nose, a tail, and the feet and legs of a goat, betrays his half-bestial, half-human nature and his exuberant sexuality. He was both feared and respected in ancient times. As the object of a rustic cult, effigies of Pan were often set up in remote wild places. Here he is represented as a herm, a stone pillar, whose upper part is carved to form a human bust. Three young women present offerings in small Grecian vases. The boldest of the three places a garland of flowers and leaves over the statue, while her companions prefer to keep their distance. The girl's tumbling hair, naked shoulders and breast allude to the god's sensual nature rather than his pastoral role. This offering to Pan is a celebration of the pleasures of the flesh, expressed still more clearly in the picture's alternative title, An Offering to Priapus, the Roman god of virility. Its handling is by turns delicate and bold, reflecting Millet's mastery of colour and chiaroscuro, used here in the service of a poetic, elegiac tradition that has traversed European civilization since antiquity. A few years after this picture was painted, the 1848 revolution marked a new departure for Millet. The absence of a jury of selectors for the Salon that year enabled him to show Le Vanneur, the Winnower, now in the Musée d'Orsay, marking a symbolic return to his peasant origins. Henceforward, he devoted himself to painting realistic scenes from the lives of simple country folk and labourers, with a humanism inspired by Virgil, La Fontaine, and the Bible. Millet always defended himself against charges that his work contained an explicit social critique, an ambivalence that persisted throughout his career and hindered the early recognition of his talent.